Pinocchio, The Field of Miracles. With his two shady companions, the fox and the cat, Pinocchio was still trudging along when the sun went down.
"Look," said the fox suddenly, "there's the Red Crab Inn. We can have a bite to eat, then press on at midnight to arrive at the Field of Miracles by dawn tomorrow."
But when they sat down at the table, none of them, it seemed, had any appetite. The cat could only squeeze down 35 helpings of fish and 4 helpings of tripe, while the fox struggled gamely with a few dozen partridges, 6 rabbits and a hare. Pinocchio ate nothing at all. He could think only of the great day to come. After their snack, the fox ordered rooms for the 3 of them, and they all went off to sleep, leaving firm instructions to be woken at midnight. But when the innkeeper shook Pinocchio awake, he had strange news.
"The fox and the cat are being called away early. They'll meet you at the Field of Miracles at sunrise if you make your own way there. Oh, and would you mind paying the bill for all 3 of you?"
Pinocchio handed over one of his 5 precious gold coins and hurried on his way. Dark clouds covered the stars, so he whistled to help keep up his spirits. Everything seemed very eerie. Then, as the road led through a dense wood, Pinocchio heard a rustle of leaves behind him. There in the gloom were 2 hooded figures, and they were chasing him. The robbers were catching up fast, so Pinocchio popped the 4 gold coins into his mouth and scrambled up a tree. Surely he'd be safe there. But looking down, he saw the robbers set fire to the tree, and in no time at all, flames were darting up towards him. Pinocchio made a huge leap down onto the ground and raced away again. He sprang across a large ditch and turned to see the robbers fall in. But they were out again in a trice and following as fast as ever. Then, as Pinocchio felt he could run no further, he saw a little cottage and staggered towards it. Just before he reached the door, powerful hands seized him by the throat and a hollow voice demanded,
"Your money or your life?"
Pinocchio shook his head.
"Come on now, no nonsense. Where's that money? Tell us or we'll kill you."
"No, no," cried poor Pinocchio, and the coins clinked in his mouth.
"So, you cheat. The money's under your tongue. Well, we know how to shake it out. Oh, there."
And with a horrible noise, like a fox snarling, the taller of the 2 robbers pulled a noose from under his cloak and slipped it over Pinocchio's head. Seconds later, the poor puppet was dangling from the nearest tree. The 2 robbers slunk away.
"We'll be back tomorrow, when you'll be dead with your mouth hanging open."
As Pinocchio's flimsy body swung in the night wind, he thought of all the warnings he'd been given, until his breath failed him, and he hung stiff and silent. Now the owner of the cottage was a beautiful fairy, who'd lived in the wood for more than 1,000 years, and she had seen everything from her window. As soon as the robbers were out of sight, the fairy sent her very best carriage, driven by a poodle and drawn by 100 pairs of white mice, to bring the limp body of Pinocchio to the cottage. Soon at his bedside stood 3 worried doctors, an owl, a crow, and a cricket, discussing their patient. And what should Pinocchio hear first as he woke but the voice of the cricket?
"I've seen that puppet before. He's a good-for-nothing rogue, a disobedient son who will make his poor father die of a broken heart."
Pinocchio burst into tears. But the sound of his sobs made the doctors happy, for their patient was obviously alive.
"When a dead person cries, it's a sign that he's getting much better," droned the owl. I think we may leave now, gentlemen." And out of the door they went.
Then the fairy felt Pinocchio's forehead. He still had a high temperature and was very ill, so she made him some medicine. But because it was bitter, the puppet refused to take it. And when the fairy gave him sugar to sweeten the taste, he crunched down the sugar and refused the medicine. At that, the door swung open and 4 black rabbits entered the room, carrying a coffin for Pinocchio.
"Come to take you away. We have come to take you away,"
said the head rabbit.
"To take me," squealed Pinocchio. "But I'm not dead. Fairy, oh fairy, give me the medicine, please."
And Pinocchio downed the bitter liquid in 1 swallow.
"What a waste of our time," grumbled the rabbits. That's another journey made for nothing." And they all trooped out of the room, muttering,
"What a waste of time. All that journey. Made for nothing.
A few minutes later, Pinocchio was well again. This is quite normal, you know. Wooden puppets are not often ill for long. He told the fairy the whole story, and boasted about how clever he'd been to hide the gold under his tongue. But where's the gold now? Asked the fairy.
I've lost it, said Pinocchio.
And at once his nose began to grow.
And where exactly did you lose it?
In the wood.
And his nose grew even more.
No, I remember. I didn't lose it. I swallowed it. And with that enormous fib, his nose grew so long that he couldn't turn around. If he turned left, his nose struck the bed. And if he turned right, it hit the window pane.
You're lying, Pinocchio, smiled the fairy. And she explained to him that every time he told a lie, his nose would grow.
Poor Pinocchio was in misery, and the fairy had to stifle her laughter. So she called a flock of woodpeckers to trim his enormous nose back to its usual size.
How kind you are, fairy, he said humbly. I love you so much.
I love you too, Pinocchio, and I will always look after you. But now you must forget all about the Field of Miracles and go home to your father, Geppetto. He's worried to death about you.
So Pinocchio kissed the fairy goodbye and hurried off through the wood.
But just as he was passing the tree where the robbers had strung him up, who should he meet but the fox and the cat?
Why, here's our dear Pinocchio, cried the fox, hugging him tight. What are you doing here?
Yes, what are you doing here?
Asked the cat. Pinocchio told his story once again, while the two crafty animals pretended to be amazed. How sad they were to hear his tale and how helpful they would be. You can guess what happened. In no time at all, Pinocchio had forgotten Geppetto and set off for the Field of Miracles with the fox and the cat. After a long march, which took them half a day, they came to a town called Trapper Fools, where the streets were crowded with hundreds of poor beggars. And a mile further on, they reached an empty field, a field that looked exactly like every other field they'd passed.
Here we are at last, puffed the fox. Now kneel down, dig a little hole. That's it. Now put the coins in, sprinkle this pinch of salt over them, and fill the hole again.
Is that all I have to do?
Well, just pour on a little water. Good. That's perfect. We'll all go away now, but if you come back in 2 hours' time, you'll find a thick bush poking through the ground with its branches weighed down with gold.
Pinocchio couldn't thank his friends enough. He wanted them to stay and take at least 1,000 of the new coins as a reward for their help. But the cat wouldn't hear of it.
We need no reward. It's quite enough for us to see you so wealthy and contented.
So saying, they all shook hands and parted on the very best of terms. Pinocchio walked back to Trapper Fools and counted the minutes on the church clock. When the 2 hours were nearly up, he hurried off to collect his gold. His head was full of plans about how he would spend the money and help Geppetto. But when he entered the field again, he could see nothing. Absolutely nothing. With an awful sinking feeling in his stomach, Pinocchio ran to the place where he'd buried the coins. The hole had been dug open again and was completely empty. As Pinocchio fell to his knees in despair, he heard a low cackle of laughter from the tree behind him. Looking round, he saw a large parrot preening its feathers.
Caw, 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 what a fool you are! I nearly died laughing when I saw you plant that gold. That crafty old fox and cat came back while you were away, dug up the coins, and fled like the wind.
And with the shrieks of the parrot ringing in his ears, Pinocchio hurried back to Trapper Fools and went straight to the law court to demand justice. He was called before the chief judge, a wise old gorilla, and accused the cat and the fox of fraud and robbery. When the judge had heard the evidence, he rapped his mallet on the table and passed judgment.
You are a fool, Pinocchio, and fools must be trapped. Since you have lost 4 gold coins, you will go straight to jail and stay there 4 months. And with a hollow clang, the prison door slammed shut on poor Pinocchio, the puppet who just could not be good.